Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for JJ Media and Online Services Technology Tips and Helps. If you have any comments or questions, email contact us at jjmediaonline.net. JJ Media brings you these tips and helps for your ministry, church, and business. We are bringing you technology helps and tips to optimize your exposure online while getting your message out is very important. Making sure it's optimized in its proper way is so much more important. You see, this is where JJ Media and Online Services LLC can help you out. We can help you rank your video and optimize the video SEO. I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/JJMediaOnline. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/JJMediaLLC, and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/JJMediaOnline. Let's talk a little bit about what JJ Media actually is currently doing. We are currently trying to get questions and suggestions from those of you who are in churches in the evangelical movement and wanting you to send some questions. If you are a tech person and are looking for ways to promote your church or ministry, please send us your comments. Send them to comments@jjmediaonline.net. What we can do for you. We can create a 30 to a minute 30 whiteboard video and make it customized for your particular ministry or business. You can send your information, pictures, or even music, and we can create a sales-type promotional video for you. So you may be asking, okay, what really are you talking about? Why a video? Well, let's say your church service meets every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Why not drop a quick video clip of your church with picture, times of services, a website, email, maybe even your phone number? Put a picture of your people from the church, the pastor, a Sunday school teacher. That way, when a new person steps into your church, they will recognize someone that they saw on the video. You see, what you do and what we can do is target particular towns and niches of people for your church. And the same does go for a business, if you are a business that's interested. If you have a business, we can do the same for you. But, of course, the business price is $75 for a 30-second promo video to promote you. JJ Media is still in the process of signing contracts with businesses. Of course, we're located here in South Florida. We're signing contracts with businesses in the South Florida area. Let me talk just a minute about what we mean when we say we are going to rank a video for you. Video ranking is kind of still a little new to the business arena, so definitely new to the church arena. When you do a search in Google, when you type that, whatever you're searching in the address bar, or you go to google.com and then put it in the little bar in the middle of the page, there are specific items that come up in search, particular to the words you type in. When we rank a video, what we're doing is creating the words that show up in that search when someone searches for it. Example, and we ask you to go do this. Go to Google search And when you search Ponca City Bible Methodist Church, that is a specific area and a name. You will see two of our videos come up. There are more general terms that you typically can do to a video, but the more general you get, the more time it takes for it to rank that Google populates, and Google's algorithm will eventually pop the video up. You see, JJ Media and Online Services LLC has the ranking software and keyword research tools to find out what words are ranking for your particular area of focus. So, the question is, when are you going to take your church and or your business to the next level and promote your business or church through video? Remember, if you're not doing video, you're not marketing. Go to jjmediaonline.net/rankmyvideo to start. So, we will return and then jump in to more info about tech and a little bit of we're bringing you from the church world, but we're going to start out with today's tech and then go on. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome you again today to our JJ Media Online Services LLC Tech Tips and Helps. And we hope that your week has been going good, actually started out good. And we are asking you again, if you have any comments or questions, please email us at contactus@jjmediaonline.net. or comments@jjmediaonline.net. We are looking today at Facebook. Many of you probably have Facebook accounts. Your church may have a Facebook account. You may get online and check about Facebook. I know personally, I typically look at Facebook every day. My business has Facebook. I know several businesses that have Facebook using that as one of the avenues that you promote yourself and actually your personal Facebook, your life stream per se of what is going on in your life. In fact, you can actually look at some Facebook feeds and just can tell how people's lives are going. I'm going to stop right there. But today we're going to be looking at Facebook is actually launching a real-time sports platform. I'm not endorsing any sports. What I'm doing is just kind of bringing you up to date. This is actually, as I'm recording this episode, this is a feed of today in technology. In fact, it's January 21st, 2016. But Facebook launches real-time sports platform. Facebook is tackling the sports arena with a new platform called Facebook Sports Stadium, which the social media site said will provide real-time updates on games, popular posts from fans, statistics, and commentary from experts. The new service appears to be an effort to encroach on Twitter's territory. The microblogging site has long been a popular destination for so-called live tweeting games, with 650 million sports fans, Facebookus, the world's largest stadium, it wrote in a post on Wednesday announcing the feature. So I'm bringing this up kind of to say what one thing that is happening is Facebook is trying to stay on the forefront of tech. In fact, the article reads, as of September of 2015, there was an average 1.01 billion active daily users. And it was reported in their September reports earnings. Facebook Sports Stadium currently covers only American football games and comes ahead of, as many of you know, this year, February 7th, is the Super Bowl, but it will also support other sports, including basketball and soccer, in the future. So what this tells me is Facebook is staying on the forefront of the upcoming social media arena, and many of you that are involved in social media understand that there is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Google Plus has kind of faded a little bit, but they have put their efforts into YouTube. But I'm actually speaking of Facebook because all of today's episode is going to be talking about Facebook and what Facebook is doing. This is the sports arena, and then we're going to be touching base with a few things for the church arena. But particularly for your business, use Facebook as a way to get information out about your business. And I'm actually speaking of this, and I actually have to step it up on my own business Facebook to give helpful information. In fact, I would like you to send us an email if you are a business listening to this broadcast or a church or ministry. Why don't you email us? Send us a message. Contact us at jjmediaonline.net. Send us a message of how you have gotten some help with promoting your church or business on your Facebook page. What are you doing that actually is succeeding in broadcasting what you're doing in your particular area? Or go to our Facebook page, JJ Media, facebook.com/JJ Media Online, and you can see the link in the episode description of this episode. Go to our Facebook page. Send us a message. How are you succeeding in using Facebook in your area, whether business or ministry? But, and I'm repeating this again, Facebook is staying up to date with the technology, and it's very evident Facebook and Twitter are competing. And I mentioned the other episode about Twitter and having Periscope, and I'm looking for response. Do you want me to do an episode specializing in Periscope, what it does, how to use it? If you do, shoot us a message. Go to JJ Media and Online Services, LLC, Facebook, send us a message, or send us an email. Contact us at jjmediaonline.net. So that is our first step for today's episode. We're going to take a break now and go to our sponsors. We welcome you back on past the break, and we're going to talk of some church and ministry ways to improve your church Facebook feed. Today's program is brought to you by Coastal Medical and Wellness. Coastal Medical and Wellness Center in Stuart is a multidiscipline healthcare facility specializing in bridging the gap between pain and wellness. Are you suffering from chronic back pain, sciatica, disc bulge, disc herniation, facet syndrome, failed back surgery, or degenerative disc disease? Spinal decompression is a technology that relaxes the muscles and creates a negative pressure inside the disc. The team of physicians at Coastal Medical and Wellness Center in Stuart sets the highest standard for non-surgical spinal decompression as a therapy of choice for those suffering from severe back pain resulting from spinal disc injury. Our patients suffer with sciatica and stenosis complicated by degenerative and bulging or prolapsed herniated disc in their neck and back. So, go to www.coastalmedicalandwellness.com or call them at 772-286-5277. Are you in need of a roof repair, a re-roof, or just a roof inspection? Go to roofingbyjohnjamison.com or call John at 772-263-2525. Roofing by Jamison is a family-owned and operated roofing business located in Hope Sound, Florida. With over 35 years of experience serving the Treasure Coast in South Florida, they have the skill set necessary to handle the most challenging of roof problems. The roof is a crucial system for protecting your home and its contents against the weather. Call them today for a free estimate and consultation. That's roofingbyjohnjamison.com. Call them at 772-263-2525. We welcome you back again to JJ Media and Online Services broadcast. We do want to say a thank you to our advertisers. And if you are interested in advertising with us, please shoot us an email at contact us at jjmediaonline.net, or you can use our Facebook page. Go search on Facebook for JJ Media and Online Services LLC, our Facebook page, and you can shoot us a message through there. Today, for our church tech, we'd like to speak of actually going to thechurchtechtoday.com, and again, in the description, you can look at the feed. There's descriptions there. You can click on the feed and go right to the article we are referencing. But we want to kind of talk a little bit about of how to improve your churches or ministries, or you can use this for a business too, your Facebook reach. And they're speaking of infographic. And the question is asked, if your church's Facebook reach is declining, you're not alone. Connecting with followers is becoming more difficult. So they're speaking of having creative ways to connect to your Facebook feed's audience or your followers. And they give some suggestions in how to improve your Facebook's organic reach. And speaking of organic, that means how it will naturally show up in search. And the organic reach is not you sharing it with everyone under the sun, but just your followers organically, naturally kind of connecting with it. According to an organic reach, Ogilvy. I know it's Ogilvy. Organic reach has declined to 6%, a drop of 49% since October 2013. 49%. Why is the organic reach declining? Reason number one, and if you go to the page, you will see They are using an infographic way to describe this. Reason one, to avoid overcrowding of content on newsfeed with limited space. 18 plus million business pages are competing for your newsfeed space. Reason two, Facebook needs to make money, so you have to pay for Facebook ads to increase reach. If you notice on your Facebook feed, you will see how limited, you know, when you send out messages, not all of your feed is getting your message. And you will notice on your Facebook feed, it'll have a boost button. You can boost it. You can pay to boost it to increase your outreach on Facebook. And that is actually, I saw an article the other day. We may go into this. And in fact, JJ Media is kind of considering changing to a closed group. But that this is one way that it increases your outreach, because everyone in a closed group gets the message. So there is some talk of a lot of businesses and a lot of online marketers are switching over to a closed group. That way they don't have to worry about when they send out a message, they know everyone gets it. And it does give a little more security too. But according to Jay Baer, Facebook organic reach declines as its stock price rises. And I know that, you know, it's a kind of a two-way street. As a company gets bigger, they do need to fund their self. So this just kind of gives a little bit of illustration. And again, they're using infographic. That was my first intention of bringing this up. Infographic to on your Facebook feed to give illustration of how and what your organization is doing or business. How Facebook calculates what shows up on your feed. Just like Google, and no one really knows exactly how, but according to Facebook engineer, gives a name, as many as 100,000 individual weights influence content in your news feed. There are a few elements of the algorithm that are public knowledge, and here are some of the things that really weigh on your Facebook feed. Post types, such as photos, text versus video, that receive the most interaction from a user. Which post a user hides or reports as spam. A user's interaction with Facebook ads. The device and the internet speed of a user. All these weigh in on what affects your exposure to your Facebook feed. In addition, the three pillars of EdgeRank remain part of the current newsfeed algorithm. Affinity, that means how much a person interacts with your page. The weight, this is what Facebook places top priority to videos and photos. Did you get that? Videos and photos are prioritized in Facebook rather than text. And then they have something called decay. The longer your post has been around, the less likely it will be to show up in news feeds. Now let's just cover this real quick, how user behavior affects news feed visibility of a post. Your previous interactions with the author. The more you engage with a friend or page, the more likely you are to see their post. Your previous interactions with the post type. If you often engage with a certain type of post, you are more likely to see posts of that type. Reactions from users who already saw the post. The more Facebook users engage with posts with a post, the more likely you are to see that post. And the amount of complaints or negative feedback. As more users give negative feedback, the less likely you are to see that post. So all this is saying is every interaction with Facebook, how you like, dislike, if you upload a photo, if you upload a video, all these are tossed in to the algorithm of how much your feed or your particular post gets out to your Facebook feed. So the thing about this, focus on metrics that matter. Reach means very little because it is rarely a good indicator of success. There are strategies to grow your Facebook feed organically. Openness and disclosure, showing what goes on inside your company. And this is from a Fortune 500 company. So be open on your Facebook feed about your business or ministry. That way it will create more interaction. Access. Show availability for customers and fans to reach and interact with your company, and positivity to make a customer's experience enjoyable and pleasant. Secondly, post at non-peak times. This works under the assumption that when there's little else being shared online, your content is more likely to stand out. And that's an interesting concept. At non-peak times. And here it gives the peak times for posting. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Non-peak, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. So what happens with a post that is in non-peak times? What they're saying is your post will stand out because there's not much competition. The results, and again, I refer to this link to give to you. Click the link in the description of this episode. Click it and see the results. It has an organic reach, and it has a chart of when a photo, a link, and a status update, how good they really show organic reach. So one tip they give, share original behind-the-scenes photo of you and your team. So if you are a church or a business, be transparent. Show what is going on. Facebook is staying up to date. So that's a few tips about how to increase your Facebook feed activity. And if you do this, it will create more activity and more outreach for your business or your ministry. Let's shoot over, and again, this article is linked to our description of this episode. And instead of highlighting a ministry, I would like to end this today with three creative ways churches use Facebook. And this does go back a little bit to 2012, but I believe it's still pertinent and imperative to do. Number one, this almost sounds like business, but it isn't. This is for churches. One, consistent branding. Consistently put out the name of your church, the logo of your church, your church website, your church information. Consistently put it out. Think about your church and what it looks like. Brand your church. Number two, in the Facebook groups, successful branding, Facebook branding, a lot of followers, the article speaks of a lot of our followers would like to do more than just like our page, but be interactive. Build trust with the people on your Facebook feed. And another way to do that is voting through Facebook. Create voting, like vote on a picture, vote on how the service went, vote on something your church or ministry is doing. Create interaction. And the more interaction you have in Facebook, I'm not dissuading the Twitter and LinkedIn, those are very important, but Facebook is staying up to date. use your Facebook feed to build your business or church. Thanks for listening to this episode. We trust that you have a great week. Contact us through our Facebook, JJ Media Online LLC. Search us on Facebook. You'll find us. Send us a message or email us. Contact us at jjmediaonline.net. Go to our website, jjmediaonline.net. Check us out. Find out more about us. Thanks. Have a great week, and we'll see you on the next episode.